Throwback Day presented by Brian Harden Construction. Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama. Certainly appreciate Brian Harden Construction. We'll tell you more in just a couple of minutes. Also, go visit our great sponsor, Dreamland, the original barbecue ribs in Tuscaloosa on the original location. Make sure you see that. Hey, great weather, warm weather, and barbecue, nothing like it. Right now, we welcome in a guy, an 8-year vet for the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs. He made a couple of other stops as well. He's a record holder at the University of Alabama, the 1990 All-Madden team, and a huge Crimson Tide, a big member of our family here. Mark McMillan joins us via the telephone. Mark, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to T-Town.
Hey, man, I'm doing good, and I heard your little promo on them ribs. Now you got me hungry, man. I got to come back down south.
Well, I mean, do you guys have barbecue where you're at?
We have barbecue in Arizona, but, you know, it's not the same as it is down south.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, I had Dreamland today, and that's why it's so fresh on my mind. And you know, they still serve that bread and sauce. And
I know. I just had someone ship me some sauce this weekend, so I got some sauce, but I got to see if I can get my ribs like they do it in that tent.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mark McMillan joining us via the telephone. Mark, give us an update of what you're doing now, because I know you're taking the skills that God gave you and having a chance to teach young men and share those skills and those defensive back skills that we remember here in Tuscaloosa.
I'm working with a company called Blue Gray Football. Their CEO is out of Boston, Massachusetts, Gus Bell, and we start off our camp season in a couple of weeks. We hit Southern California with our camps and combines for high school kids, hopefully, you know, giving those kids an opportunity to better themselves, to get an opportunity to earn a college scholarship. So it is a blessing, man, to get out there and mentor and coach these kids up and team up with other NFL coaches as well. Larry Ryan, he played at Clemson. He ran track as well. So I get to team up with a bunch of guys that played the game just as well as I did. Every weekend we travel to a different city. So we're excited about opening up our camp team.
And I know you have to see guys, when you see them developed and they get scholarship offers and they sort of further their career, I know that has to be a big achievement in sort of your legacy as well.
Yeah, it's a rush for me. It's almost like, you know, I get so attached to these kids, and you know, I feel like I'm still one of those guys, you know, because I know how hard it is to gain a scholarship, to get the notoriety. You know, that's a lot of these kids' dreams. You know, obviously you want to go to school and you know, play football, but I always teach these kids as well. Football doesn't last forever. You can be done in one play, but you know, they can't take their education away from you. So when these kids get an opportunity to further themselves and go to school and get an education for free, man, that's the ultimate high for me.
Brian Harden Construction presents Throwback Day, and I know we're a day late, but we're featuring Mark McMillan here for the Philadelphia Eagles, a member of the University of Alabama family. Mark McMillan joins us here inside the game. Mark, I want to go back. How did you develop that love for the game of football?
I always wanted to play football when I was growing up. Obviously, you know, in the neighborhood, I grew up in L.A., you know, watching you know, Lester Hayes, Mike Haynes, you know, Ronnie Lott and those guys growing up. And, you know, that was just something I wanted to do. I wanted to be a football player, but obviously, you know, my size, everybody was always saying I was too small and when they were going to be able to amount to that. And, you know, that was just a drive for your motivation for me to go out and prove a lot of people wrong. And like I said, it's still one of the greatest sports out there. And, you know, for anybody that continue to play this sport and, you know the history of the game and love the game, you know, you can't beat it.
Mark, has anybody guessed your Twitter question? Has anybody got that correct yet?
No one has got it correct yet. You know, I got some kids that I actually coached and mentored. You know, they haven't got it. One guy did guess my 40 time, but they're off on the vertical time. So my 40 time was 4.24 that I ran on my pro day.
Whoa. Mark McMillan, 4.24?
Yeah, that's the same thing that the pro scouts were saying as well, you know, because when I was in Alabama, you know, we had a great team. You know, we had a really good defense, but, you know, a lot of guys overshadowed me because of my size. And obviously, you know, Coach Stallings being still the mentor that he is to so many players, today told all the college coaches, the pro scouts that, he actually stood up in the banquet and said, this young man will play on Sundays, I guarantee you that. And, a lot of people kind of chuckled at that and laughed until the pro day came out and I performed on the field. Then a lot of people started talking.
Well, I do not want to give the vertical leap out because I'm going to continue to follow you throughout this weekend. It's Mark McMillan. You can connect with him on Twitter as well. And he proposed a question out there. It's Mark McMillan 29 that you can connect with him. And if you want to take a guess at the vertical leap, he gave you the 40 time. You put all that together, and he's giving away something pretty unique there. 8-year NFL vet, member of the Alabama family here inside the game in Tuscaloosa. Let's go back for just a minute. I sort of want to take your skills, transfer that. Alabama struggled at the defensive back position this year, and we didn't have that lockdown corner. Can you help us understand, how do you do it as a DB to get better? Because there's talent here. Talk about the ways that you get better. Obviously, this spring practice, 15 days, Nick Saban's going to get those DBs ready. But talk about how you improve when you know that it was not a great year for the secondary.
Guys just got to buy into it. They got to buckle down to it. They got to take it serious. They got to take it personal. That was one thing that we did, me, Antonio Langham, George Teague, Sam Shade. We challenged each other year in, every year that we were there, every time we stepped on the field, we made sure that we were going to challenge each other to be better because, once game time came along, we knew that we can count on that guy to be on the other side to hold his side down. And like I said, the last year, guys have been kind of struggling and maybe believing the hype a little bit too much. I know a lot of people get caught up in all the stars that these kids get and the rankings these kids get, but college football is a different level than high school. So, when these guys go in with these star ratings, that means nothing when you step on a college campus.
You remember the day that you got offered a scholarship for the university to the University of Alabama?
I do remember the day. I played a couple of games in high school football. Went to a junior college for 2 years at Glendale College in California. And, actually Bill Curry was the guy that was recruiting me. A.J. Kristoff was the guy that came out to California and offered me a scholarship. And everybody knows the story. By the time I signed my letter and landed on campus, Coach Curry got fired from the time I took off from California. And then when I landed in Tuscaloosa, I didn't have a coach. So that was kind of nerve-wracking, I think, for a young guy thinking this is going to be my home and all of a sudden I don't have a coach who knows who I am.
But what little did you know that a defensive-minded guy like Coach Stallings was coming in and he was going to help you rejuvenate that entrance, no doubt.
Yeah, he was definitely a blessing to my game. Him and Bill Oliver, obviously one of the best in the business as well. We had a great coaching staff. We even had players on this. You look at Dabo Sweeney, who was a coach player already. You look at Lorenzo Ward, who's the defensive coordinator for South Carolina. So we already had guys that was already like-minded, that were going to test your mindset from a weekly standpoint. So, I couldn't be more blessed to play with a great group of guys. Like I said, and you see my Twitter, I'm always talking about Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Listen, and Mark, there's a favor that I'm going to have to ask you to do because – you are very, very outspoken on Twitter. You're 150,000 tweets. There's a guy that I know that because you played with him at Kansas City. One of the most dominant pass rushers in the NFL, in the college game. He's not a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He's been declined, I want to say it's 3 or 4 years now. He's back on the ballot, Derek Thomas. You played with him. We're going to have to depend guys like you that carry the torch on these social networks to get Derek in this new College Football Hall of Fame that's actually moving from South Bend to Atlanta.
Yeah, maybe you could get him out of, get it out of Atlanta, Indiana, where there's cold. There's, when you think of Indiana, you think of basketball. You don't think of football. So, we get it back down south where you have way more supporters, way more people that understand it. A lot of people that actually seen Derek play the game. I know a lot of people were really upset, and we were kind of saying the same thing about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then he finally got in. But I always tweet, numbers don't lie. This guy was a game changer. Even Cornelius Bennett will throw out a tweet every now and then talking about Derek. But it's a travesty. Obviously, all the guys that's going in before him couldn't even hold his job. You know, like I said, I'm never short words when it comes to defending some of my teammates, especially Derek Thomas, who more than well deserved to be in the Hall of Fame as far as college football.
Let me go back to your years there at Kansas City with him. Can you sort of describe, obviously, your friendship with him, being an Alabama guy, but just watching him be so dominant? I'm sure your mouth probably dropped open so many different times, whether it was the college game or the pro game.
Yeah, like I said, I had an opportunity to play against him when I was a rookie, when I was in Philadelphia. You know, he came and picked me up, showed me respect, dropped me off, told me to give Randall some warm thoughts that he was going to get like 4 or 5 sacks, something like that. And he ended up getting 4 or 5 sacks that game. And every time he got a sack, he pointed over there to me. And, you know, ended up playing on the same team as him in Kansas City. And like I said, he was a great role model for me. Like I said, he used to come back to our Alabama games and you know, show his respect for us as well. And, you know, in Kansas City, the guy was dominant. Like I said, sometimes we look at the film room and we're like, man, did he really just do that? So, like I said, I've never seen a guy be able to rush the passer and do some of the things that he was able to do.
Mark McMillan, 29 on Twitter, is one of the great Alabama follows at 159,000. I think I cut you short a while ago. Tweets and a lot of that about college football, the NFL bet, the 8-year Chiefs, the Eagles. And, you know, we get that Kansas City nation behind us. I think they'll help us advocate for Derek Thomas as well. Mark, you're also hardhittingradio.com and one of the most informative websites. We interview a lot of players. Your website is top-notch. So give a compliment to whoever is putting that together, because I got a lot of fabulous information there, and I hope you and I can do this again sometime very, very soon.
I appreciate it. My guy, web guy, he's actually a Bama guy. His name is Brett Thomas. He does my website for me. So, you know, we're real happy with what he's got going on. And like I said, I'm actually starting my own camp and coaching clinic here in Arizona that I do every Saturday at Valley Christian High School. Well, Byron Evans, he played with me in Philadelphia. Derek Kennard, who played with the Cowboys, won 2 Super Bowls with them as well. So I got a good group of guys that I'm working with here. And like I said, I'm ready for football season to start back up.